Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is the executive director of the Brownville Concert Series, Marty Maestrick. Marty, first off, thank you for joining us this morning, and I know you are in crunch time because we're about a month away from the start of Brownville's 32nd annual season. So I guess the first question I have is, you know, going into this year, what was it that you all were looking for in terms of performers and performances?
That's a very good question, because that the thing we always strive for is, one, to stay consistent with the level of performers that we've been able to attract to Brownville for the past 30, well, this will be our 32nd season, so for the past 30 plus years. And then we also want to, you know, create a mix of performance genres, from classical to jazz to we've got performers who are going to, one performer is going to do John Lennon and Paul McCartney tribute. We have a acoustic guitar duo coming in September. It's just a full mix of diverse performances that hopefully will reach all of our patrons in one way or another.
Now, I know last year there were quite a few popular performances, you know, just like there is every year. So what would you say you've noticed from clientele, whether it's last year or in the past few years, in terms of, you know, what it is they're gravitating towards when they come to Brownville?
Yes, that, again, I think a lot of our supporters, a lot of our patrons are looking for, you know, a lot of, you know, the past, a lot of music from the past, from the American jazz songbook or the American songbook, and, you know, the music that they grew up with. For example, we'll have in November Lance Lipinski and the Lovers, which is a phenomenal act. Lance was part of a Tony Award-winning musical called Million Dollar Quartet. And they'll be doing music from the 50s and 60s, songs made famous like Jerry Lee Lewis, Buddy Holly, Elvis, Chuck Berry. You know, so a lot of our patrons are looking for that. But then we're also striving for a younger audience who, you know, maybe their parents grew up with that music, but they didn't. And that's where we really look to bring in, for example, our end of July performer is Talia Groves and her boyfriends, and she'll be doing songs made popular by Whitney Houston, Beyonce, Prince, Mariah Carey, Tracy Chapman. So it's, I think we really want to bring in performers that can touch our audience, whether it's music from the recent past or music that they grew up with.
So when someone buys a season pass, you know, for any kind of concert series, they really, you know, I think in general don't get the kind of wide variety of music that Brownville has to offer. So, you know, I'm curious, you know, from your interactions with season pass holders, you know, whether it's last year or years before, or, you know, even this year, have you ever talked with one where Brownville was the introduction to a certain musician, band, or genre?
That is absolutely, absolutely correct. The way you're putting that is we encourage people to obviously buy season passes and attend as many of our performers' shows as they can. Even if it's not, what I tell a lot of people when they're looking to buy a season pass but aren't sure if they're going to, you know, if each show is going to be the type of music, the genre that they normally listen to. And I just remind people that these, all of our performers, we're very fortunate because all of our performers are are at a level of performance. I mean, this is what they do. They perfected their shows, their presentations. And even if, say, for example, our first show is a young lady by the name of Ying Li. She is a classical pianist. Well, it's not just the music that they present, which they present at such a high skill level, but it's also the stories they tell and the way they present it. I tell everybody whether they're a new patron or a patron that's been coming for the past 30-some years, it may not always be the genre of music that you prefer, but you will always walk away delighted, entertained, and pleased, because these people are professional entertainers, and they know how to work a room, for lack of a better term. They know how to incorporate their style and type of music into a show that will please everybody. And I have yet to see a show that I haven't personally walked away from thinking, wow, you know, either it was something I was familiar with or something brand new to me that affected me. And that's the beauty of the quality of performers that the Bravo Concert Series is able to attract and have been able to attract for so many years.
So I definitely haven't been around, you know, long enough as some of the people here at KXCV and, you know, knowing all the Brownville shows over the years. But, you know, in my brief time here, I have talked with, you know, several musicians. And I kind of, you know, get the impression from a lot of them that they love performing in Brownville because it's in an intimate setting, because they get to, you know, interact with fans and others in a way that they can't at, you know, Carnegie Hall or something. So, you know, at this point, you know, 32 years, is Brownville, you know, still reaching out to musicians about coming back or coming for the first time, or has it kind of flipped where musicians are reaching out to you guys asking, hey, can I come back? I had a really great time the first time. Or, you know, someone saying, you know, so-and-so told me this about Brownville and now I want to perform there.
Oh, absolutely correct on that, Jeremy. Every year we go back to New York in October for the New York annual cabaret convention. I was back last October, and we met, we see a lot of old friends that have come to Brownville in the past. And we also get a chance, because there's over a 3-day period, we see over 60 performers that come out on stage, perform a song, to where we could, you know, get to listen to them. And then after the event each evening, we get to mingle with them out, at a reception. Tim Connell, who's coming in July, is one example. He had heard of Brownville from members of participants in the cabaret world in a community. So when we approached him after hearing him perform, it's a very easy sell for us. A good example, last year, one of our performers, Amara Faye Wright, who played the character of Velma Kelly on the Broadway production of Chicago for over 20 years. She was invited to come to Brownville, and she did for her very first time last August, I believe it was. And I asked her, when we were out to dinner one evening, I asked her, I said, well, Emma, how is it that someone with your resume, you're on Broadway for 20 years straight, you took the show to Japan, to London, how is it you agreed to come to Brownville? And she just smiled and she said that, well, we've all heard about Brownville and we're just so very curious. So whenever we're asked, if we're able to, we want to come. And I think that's true. And then the real testament is those who have come back over the years. If you happen to hear about or see our Christmas show, where we had KT Sullivan. All four of the performers had been to Brownville multiple times over the past 30 years, and they just can't wait to come back. And we create a very just a very relaxing, wonderful environment for them while they're here. A lot of the performers always say, well, we love to come because for us it's almost like a little mini vacation. You know, we put them up in the historic Muir House, which is right across the street from the concert hall. We cater to all their needs and make sure that they feel extremely welcome, and they're just always willing to come back.
So when I visited Brownville about a month ago, I noticed something I haven't noticed before in Brownville, because other times I've been to Brownville was during the pandemic years. And now, out of the pandemic, businesses are opening. It just seemed a lot livelier downtown and around the Brownville community last time when I was there. And so, you know, from your perspective, Marty, do you feel like Brownville overall is on the upswing now that, you know, the pandemic is in the rearview mirror?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, we the Lyceum restaurants had been closed for a few months, and it just reopened with a new owner. And it's my understanding that she plans to be open. Her patrons have been packing Main Street every day since she opened. For lunch, and then she plans to be open. Right now she's open Saturday nights, but she also during the concert season indicated that they'll probably be open Friday and Saturday nights. So that's great news for us and for our patrons who want to dine before they see the show. But in general, Brownville is just, you know, it's at this turning point or its next generation. The state legislature in Nebraska passed a resolution where it's continuing to fund, I think, for at least the next 5 years before they decide to renew it, where they're creating creative districts. And Brownville was one of the first of three designated creative districts in the state of Nebraska. And we were awarded funds through this legislative event that is allowing a lot of money being poured into Brownville for not only arts and entertainment, but just for the Brownville community itself. So that's very exciting. And we were just honored to be awarded this grant. And it really shows what people outside of Brownville are thinking about Brownville these days and its potential in going forward.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think you really covered it well, Jeremy, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to speak on behalf of an organization that I dearly love and I think has brought so much joy to you know, our area. I mean, we draw our patrons, loyal patrons, from Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. You know, that they're the people filling our seats every show, every performance. And we're all just so very grateful for that. And I would really encourage people that are your listeners that are hearing this today to please visit our website, which is BrownvilleConcertSeries.com, or also Brownville Concert Series on Facebook, for all the information about our upcoming season, and really encourage people to consider buying a season pass. It's $180 for all nine performances, where if you were to go back to New York and catch these performers on their, you know, on their regular gigs, you would really see the true value in what Brownville Concert Series can offer for that amount of money. So I do encourage people to check us out if you have never been to one of our concerts. And just, you know, there's phone numbers, there's ways to contact us if you have any questions or if you wish to purchase a season pass. And we look forward to a very exciting season. This, when I'm looking over the roster here for what we have lined up from April through our December Christmas show, it's going to be a very energetic and something for everybody.
All right, Marty, thank you for joining me this morning, and good luck this season. Once again, that is the executive director of the Brownville Concert Series, Marty Maestrick. Their 32nd annual season kicks off next month. Season passes are still available, as well as individual tickets. Those can be found at brownvilleconcertseries.org. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.